This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Motor and Auto Group, Knoxville Farm and Home, and Knoxville Raceway. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Downtown Diner, All Plan Insurance, and Exit Realty. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How do police departments plan for the future? In the ninth part of a 10-part series on public safety, let's go in-depth with Chief Robert Bokinski with the Pella Police Department.
Chief, I understand the Pella Police Department has some planning for the future underway.
Yes, we do. We're very excited about this, actually. We're putting together a strategic plan for the Pella Police Department, and we've already begun with a few preliminary meetings where we've invited some community partners in to share with us their vision of what Pella is going to look like in the next 5 to 10 years with respect to their individual organizations. And with this, we hope to get a good snapshot of what the community truly will look like and help us fashion our response to that and plan for the future.
Well, what's the future look like for Pella? What do these community leaders have to say?
Well, you know, we're traditionally a slow growth community. If you look population-wise, Pella in 2020 doesn't look a whole lot different than it did in 2010 and maybe even in 2000. Just slow growth, again, with respect to population. However, things are happening in the community now. We have a Prairie Ridge development that's ready to start. The South Main development is well on its way. We have a plus 55 community in Boss Landing that's going in, plus Boss Ridge community. And all of these represent housing and housing opportunities, and especially with the focus on workforce housing. And if you look at the Pella community, each day there are 6,000 workers that come to Pella that don't live in Pella. So even though we're a community of about 10,500, we have to prepare to police for 16,000 people. That's how many are here. And I think, my impression is, a lot of the workforce housing is trying to capture a lot of the workforce that actually travels or commutes to Pella. And, you know, let's keep them here.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Houston's on Main, Van Wall Equipment, and Windsor Manor of Indianola. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Auto Body, Two Rivers Cooperative, and Indianola Community Schools.
I continued my conversation with Chief Robert Bokinski with the Pella Police Department.
If Pella's going to grow and all these housing developments are going in and all the businesses say things are looking good, just the math makes sense that there's going to be new hires and possibly more.
Well, our objective is not necessarily new hires, but is service levels. We perform a certain level of service. And again, it's just not crime fighting. There's a lot of things we do here at the police department that you don't see in other agencies. And the communities come to expect these things, and we'd like to deliver those things. We try to be a true community partner. And I'd hate to see those things go away over time just because of the demand for service for other types of calls. So we want to keep in step with that and anticipate, will we need additional staff, or is there a smarter way for us to police to handle those things? So it's really service levels is what's driving this.
Are there certain standards per person in a community this size, what you need with respect to policing?
Not necessarily. A lot of people will look at the FBI's annual report and say, well, how many police officers per thousand? and use that as a standard. That's a very unrealistic measure. Because if you go regionally, you look to the Northeast United States, we should probably have about 50 to 58 police officers in Pella right now. That would obviously be overkill. We don't have the problems they have up there. We don't have the crime they have up there. If you look at the Southeast, it's the same problem. A lot of police officers for smaller communities. In the Midwest, it's a little bit different. And even if you look at it regionally, you have Chicago's in the Midwest, you have Des Moines right. in the Midwest. And you really have to look within your community and determine what's the best fit for us.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Marion County Bank, and Craig's Auto. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCoy True Value in Indianola, Precision Lawn Care and Landscaping LLC, and Scholl, Shrum, McLaughlin & Company.
I continued my conversation with Chief Robert Bokinski with the Pella Police Department.
I presume that you're talking to a lot of different people, a lot of different organizations to get a sense of what they think.
Yes, we're going to have community leaders coming in, like Mayor DeWard. He will speak to us on the vision of for Pella and development within Pella going forward. We're going to have representatives from Vermeer Corporation, from Pella Corporation, from Pella Regional Health Center, from Central College. And we've already heard from a few. We've heard from Greg Ebeling representing Pella Community Schools. We've heard from Carl Isink representing Marion County Economic Development. Very, very good information. And again, it's helping us considerably to get a good idea of what this community is going to look like. We're also going to hear from Delegate Thorpe and Dustin Height. We've invited them to come in just to give us a legislative briefing on legislation that's emerging or within the next few years, just the flavor they're getting around the State House of, you know, where are we heading? And this is very important for us so we could determine the type of policing we're going to be doing going forward. We've already met with several challenges, and we don't need to be reactive. We need to be proactive to those.
Well, some things you can sort of anticipate, but then you can't, too, like changes in technology. It's going to be hard to figure out what, you know, what's happening with that. But I guess we're all cabled for something, and anything else would be wireless, so that might not be too big of a thing. How about space needs?
That's something that's actually on the radar for the city of Pella, and it's an overhaul for the entire city's infrastructure and facilities. We're on the map for that. We will expand with respect to space. We will advance with respect to technology as well. The city has a telecommunications operation now, and we met with Doy Owsley, the department head there, just this morning about that and some of the changes that are going to be occurring and our response to those. So the technology aspect is very exciting. That allows us to police a little bit smarter. And not only that, but on the crime fighting side, fraud is an incredible challenge because of technology, the internet, and that's just scratching the surface. We have to stay in step with that, or else we'll always be chasing technology. We have to stay ahead of it.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Greg's Automotive, Iowa Realty in Knoxville, and Woosley Landscaping. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Odds and Ends Antiques and Furniture, Harold Trailer Sales, and David Doss, American Family Insurance.
I continued my conversation with Chief Robert Bokinski with the Pella Police Department.
What else do our listeners need to know about the planning process?
Well, a lot of this is going to lead us to a point where we have to decide what are we going to do in response to this. And what we want to use as our guide is, during the Obama administration, he called for a task force on 21st century policing in the United States. And it was a true, I guess they refer to blue ribbon panels. This panel consisted of some considerable talent throughout the country. And they took a hard look at the state of policing within our country. And some of the issues really that they identified and the response to it may not really relate to Pella at this time, but they had six pillars that certainly do. And these pillars help to define policing within this country, and every police officer, department should take a look at this and try to attach themselves to these pillars. And I don't, if you'd like me to share what those
pillars are.
First is building trust and legitimacy. And second, policy and oversight. Third, technology and social media. Then is community policing and crime reduction. Fifth is officer training and education. And last is officer safety and wellness. And this does apply to every police department within the country at some in some level. And so, yes, we want to attach ourselves to this, and I think it'll make us a stronger agency and one that's more prepared for the future, and we can move forward intelligently and proactively and not reactively.
And these aren't in any particular order, because I know you put, everybody in the community puts officer safety and wellness first.
Oh, yes. That's always got to be key. The biggest part of this is just an understanding. No police officer puts on his uniform in the morning and gets in his car and says, boy, I hope I shoot somebody today. It just doesn't happen that way. But there's times where you run into conflict and challenging situations where we've got to prepare for those life and death decisions. And, you know, everybody, the way I like to look at it is, good or bad, we're all children of God. And we're all created equally, and we need to respect other individuals just as we respect ourselves and our friends and our coworkers. And so officer safety is much more than going to the range and shooting and practicing defensive tactics. A lot of it is diffusing situations and, again, just having that strong respect for life. As far as officer wellness, you know, it's fitness, and it's just a healthy lifestyle.
Really important is building trust and legitimacy, too. How do you build trust?
Well, I think this is something that I think we've done quite well with here in Pella. Unfortunately, that hasn't been the experience throughout the law enforcement community in this country. And a lot of it is, a lot of times police officers are depersonalized. You're in a uniform, and that's what people see, is the uniform. And you may have one officer that does something a little bit out of line or says something offensive or does something offensive, and then that becomes the entire police department, and that becomes all of law enforcement. And one of the ways that you build this trust and legitimacy is to not necessarily get out of the uniform, but to get to know people personally. And you know them personally, they get to know you personally. They recognize that you're a husband, you're a father, or you're a mother, and you love your family, you love others, and you have feelings, and that you truly care for people. And they come to understand that you really have the community's and the individual's best interests at hand when you act.
Okay, and policy and oversight.
Really, that's tying your agency to best practices or recognized best practices within the profession. And oversight really is policing yourself. You don't want to have an agency where you have officers who go rogue and they're not reined in. So a lot of the oversight is policing yourself. And with respect to policy, an example is that just last year in the Iowa legislature, there was a bill passed that addressed the sanctuary city situation. And if you were to put yourself in the position of somebody who's an immigrant that's here and you may not speak the language, you're still within your cultural community, even though you're within the United States, the police can sometimes be very scary just because of how police were in their country, if for no other reason. And so that type of legislation, it really has some merit to it, because what happens is they may be a victim of crime, they may be a witness of crime, but they're very unwilling to come forward and share things with the police because they're afraid. Well, that type of legislation gives them protection, and so that law enforcement doesn't pursue somebody who's here unlawfully or illegally, however you choose to term it, when they're actually investigating a crime of greater magnitude. So we need policy to guide us as an agency, and the state actually recognized this and required that every police agency within the state develop a policy requiring them to follow the law in Iowa and how they will follow the law in Iowa. And I thought that was a very important step to the legislation as well.
Well, great. Any last thoughts today before we close?
No, just for people who have been born and raised and lived perhaps all of their lives in Iowa, it's hard to appreciate how good we have it here. This is a very, very choice state, and here in South Central Iowa, very choice communities. The rest of the country isn't necessarily like this. And I think we have good people here, and it makes policing an absolute delight. The kind of community policing we do here is fun. We enjoy it. You get to know the community. They get to know you. And again, sometimes I can't believe I get paid to do this job. I just enjoy it so much. And hopefully all police officers feel that way about their job.
Thanks to Chief Robert Bokinski for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in-depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.